DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Makes me happy every time, Darius. Little don't sweat the technique, Eric B. and Rakim. Welcome back to the radio program. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan, Toby in for GP. We spun the Local 53 wheel. Landed on Brian Robinson. Have stumbled into an interesting discussion. 800-636-1067. Got a story for you about probably the end of amateurism, that we know it, in American sports. We'll explain that here in a few minutes. But first, want to interject this, boys. Playing with fire here.
Uh-oh.
Not the kids movie starring John Cena that my now 7-year-old watched 53,000 times as a 4-year-old. But playing with fire. So my day was supposed to look like this. Go do the radio program with Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the Nats game.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, and do Nats postgame tonight. That was going to be the day. So all of a sudden, my thoughts and plans before that are, I'm not doing anything tonight. Basketball is tonight. I can't make basketball. I got work stuff. Totally happy to do that. It's the right call. So I played pickleball this morning in the heat. David, Ed, and Luke came over. It was a high-level pickleball game. I didn't know about Ed's game. Ed can play. David's pretty good tennis player. Luke, former tennis player. Games were high level. It was awesome. A lot of sweat, Tobes. Nats game got canceled.
Mm.
Grant, well, here's the roadmap. Here's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Grant calls. Now it's solo show. Now I'm going to the game, not sitting up in Peter Press Box, not 10,000 miles above the surface of the earth, up top Kilimanjaro, watching the game from up there with the press box food. I'm sitting with my guy, Tobias Funke. Well, something called the Terror Club.
Mm,
that's what's
yes.
supposed to happen tonight.
Yes.
Right? So Grant's sick. That's the next change in plans. Now the game's canceled. It's not until tomorrow. Is basketball back on the menu?
Ooh.
I played pickleball for 2 hours today. I'm threshold cramping every time I sit down a certain way and I bend my legs.
Yeah, that's playing with fire right there.
And isn't this fire playing?
It is. But it's really tempting. And I probably would go play.
I think I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I've already committed. I signed up on the sign-up genius. Right, I said yes. My guy Ben's going to come by and pick me up at 8:50. I'm already pot committed.
Think you got to play, man.
I think I got to play.
You get to stretch out real well. You got to hydrate real well, like unlike me. And get out there and play.
Ooh, this is probably a mistake at my age and my advanced unathleticness. I'm going to eat a banana when I get home to
maybe,
try to help.
Maybe two. That might be the play.
Whew. I'll keep you guys posted. monitor the text around.
Could be interesting.
From anytime from 9 to 11 tonight, you might receive a text message about my current status. I might be as pummeled as GP tomorrow. He's sick. I might have a pull. 800-636-1067. Discussing Brian Robinson. To summarize, if you're just joining us, I am not bullish on his season. I would not have him as my lead back. I would have him as my third back. I can't do a full workload for Austin Ekeler, who I value so highly. I love Austin Ekeler. I'm taking kick return duties off of Eckler's plate. Remember, again, not being flippant about it, he was hurt in a really scary fashion in that Cowboys game, returning kicks. I got Jalen Lane to do that. I would Luke McCaffrey to do that. No for Austin Ekeler. He's too valuable for me as an offensive piece. I'm going to try to keep him upright and healthy. I'm so tempted to use him more, but I know that if I need him for 17 weeks and potentially playoffs,
got to be careful.
Yep. I got to be careful. No more than 12 touches in a game. That's kind of my rule. Every once in a while, I'll break glass if I've got to have something special or I'm a couple two-minute drives one way or the other, but that's my ceiling. That's 4 or 5 receptions. That's 5 or 6 carries, and that's all I'm allowed to do, just to make sure that he's good for me for as long as possible.
Yeah.
So that means I need a bell cow or something close to it in this modern system. It's not going to be Brian Robinson for me, but it looks like it's going to be for them.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, I just can't have him being the lead dude. He's my power back. That's what do you think he is? You know, he's someone that can go out there and thump for you when you need him to down at the goal line or 3rd and 1, and he's got that in his bag. But I don't think 200 carries on the season is what I would have in store for Brian Robinson, but they seem to believe in their only option otherwise, if they're going for the bell cow that can be explosive, is Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. So they kind of really seem to believe in Brian Robinson.
800-636-1067. Let's go to a couple folks on the phones who have been very patient. Start with our buddy Carlos in Severna Park. Lois, what's up, man?
Hey, gentlemen. Apologize for the loud music. I'm at the gym. So, listen, we are long gone of the days of, one running back. The NFL lives by running back by committee now, unless you're the Baltimore Ravens. We're not going to have a running back that's going to be 1,000 yards because we have an option, an option quarterback like Lamar Jackson almost. So that's what I'm saying. Max, 600 yards, maybe 700, in my opinion. Because, look at Robert Griffin and Alfred Morris. Alfred Morris had 1,000 yards. Robert Griffin had 1,000 yards. I can't remember the second running back behind Alfred Morris. Do you? Because I don't. We have Austin Ekeler and we have Brian Robinson. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Appreciate you, Lois. So only, and by the way, sick gym brag, bro. But the only thing that I would say, I'm kidding, love those. I think we actually have snapped back the other way. I think we're in bell cow territory again.
Yeah, Saquon.
I mean, look at the number of carries here.
Derrick Henry.
For Barkley, Henry, Kyren Williams, Bijan Robinson, Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs, Najee Harris, Tony Pollard, for goodness sakes, Aaron Jones, DeAndre Swift. I mean, all well over 250 carries last year. The number of 1,000-yard running backs was almost dead 7-8 years ago. And now, I think, what did you have? You have 14 guys do it last season? 15, 16 guys ran for 1,000.
And even to his point, saying that it is running back by committee, you have to limit Eckler's touches, like you were saying, to keep him healthy. So now you're probably incorporating a third back, which maybe that is Kroski-Merritt, like we're saying. But even so, that means you're still giving Brian Robinson probably 15 a game, somewhere around there, and I'm still not a fan of that.
Let's go to Bargov in Gaithersburg. Thanks for being patient, man. What's up?
No problem. What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
So to me, B-Rob is like Papa John's. You know, he's not awful, but not really great. He can catch the ball, which is kind of like their garlic butter sauce. You know, it's nice addition. But when you look around, you see the competition, they're eating mom and pop, homemade dough, homemade sauce. We got to compete with that. How do we compete? We got to get some, authentic Italian North Jersey. So thanks, guys.
Margo,
appreciate
it. Speaking our language right there.
Big time.
You think you sleep on the pepperoncinis that they put in there?
I'm not a huge Italian food fan. In general, but
whoa.
We've had this discussion before.
Have we?
Yes, definitely have.
What do you mean?
Maybe not on air, but we've had this discussion before.
Is it the sauce? Is it the noodles? There's how many kinds of noodles there are? There's dozens.
There's plenty.
Dozens.
Yeah. I'm not saying I hate it. Just not the biggest fan. There are things I choose over it.
When you say not, okay. Not the biggest fan means you're still a fan.
I don't. I'm not going to choose it. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, see, that's right.
Like, if you choose it and we go, I'll eat it. I'll eat it gladly, and I'll enjoy it.
So are you, like, mad when I bring in Pupatella?
No, I'm not. No.
You're like, oh, I wish it was something else.
I mean, we all also understand what I would prefer. Prime rib, mashed potatoes.
Well, I understand that.
But I'm not mad. It's just I would never choose it. Like, if we're choosing a restaurant to go to, I'm never choosing an Italian restaurant.
Like, remember, Darius, we used to get ratings? Remember those? And we went to Philomena in Georgetown.
Sure.
Iconic, old school place where you can't, like, as much as I'm a Piggly Wiggly, this is pre-meds and everything else, I couldn't even finish my meal. When I missed, I was in my eating prime, and I couldn't finish my, I had the, what do you call it? The veal fried.
Ooh, what do you call that thing?
Not the chicken fried steak. That's at a diner in Texas.
Chicken parm?
No.
Not chicken
veal parm. Thank you.
Veal parm?
The veal parm with the sides and all the different breads. I couldn't even finish it. You'd go, thanks, I guess. Is that what you're saying?
I would eat it gladly. I just wouldn't choose the restaurant.
But why?
Because I'm choosing other stuff. We're going to get barbecue.
Well, sure, but...
I mean, look, I'm very basic. I'm very fine with just buffalo wings.
A little bit of a basic bitch over there, is what you're saying?
Burgers. Yeah, I mean, nothing fancy for me.
Okay. I feel like we learned a lot right there. Toby running down Italian food. 800-636-1067. Raphael in California. Brian Robinson season. What's the outlook?
And my outlook is this. You, Rob, in the last 5-4 years, you improved a lot. You had an average, you know, middle in the last 2 years. But when Public Enemy was there, it was a downfall. Last year he had a couple of fumbles. But I see him still strong. Hopefully we can re-sign him. But he's my man, so I like Chris Rodriguez. I like the other one as well, but I'm really strong for B-Rob because he is really strong.
He's a tough dude. There's room on my roster for that guy.
Absolutely.
I want tough as nails, thumper, great citizen, great dude, has never done a single thing wrong as far as I can tell, right? All he's ever done is what he's been asked to do. He's overcome things no one should have to. Like, you shouldn't have to overcome being shot in the knee to play in the NFL.
Yeah.
Right? It happened to him. It's ridiculous that it happened, but it did, right? It's all insane. I want that guy on that wall. I just would change the role. Like, looking at the list of the leading rushers last year, stop me when you find somebody where you'd go, you know what? I'd rather have B-Rob than that guy. Ready? Saquon, Derrick Henry, Bijan Robinson, Jonathan Taylor, Jahmyr Gibbs, Josh Jacobs, Kyron Williams, Chuba Hubbard, Aaron Jones, Bucky Irving, James Conner, Tony Pollard, Rico Dowdle. Maybe there.
Maybe Dowdle.
That's maybe I'd have.
I think we can have a conversation about him being in the same sort of vein, maybe a little bit worse than James Conner.
Yeah.
At this point.
Joe Mixon, James Cook, DeAndre Swift, Alvin Kamara, Devin Achane, J.K. Dobbins. And then you start to get down into the guys where he's in that same territory.
Yeah.
A couple dudes got hurt at that point. I mean, we talk about this with the Nationals all the time. Where I understand that you can't go spend, I'm making up a number, $35 million for Max Fried and beat the Yankees in a bidding war. But that's the richest of the rich. So I get that you can't just go out and get every defensive end or every wide receiver or every left tackle, right? Running back, to me, it's like the reliever position where you could spend three and end up with Colin Poche, or you could spend six and end up with name that guy that's lights out,
yeah.
Right? This was an easily upgradable spot that the answer was either incumbents, same room, or a seventh rounder. And I'm with you guys that have already called. I am praying that they did the ultimate scouting thing in the history of scouting things and took a guy that played one college football game last year and found that diamond and found that story that's going to be the thing that they do on pregame shows for the next decade.
And people were going to talk about, oh, well, look at Isaiah Pacheco. The Chiefs didn't think that Isaiah Pacheco was starting week one when they drafted him in the seventh round. He just happened to play well enough to get in there. Not to say that they didn't think he was talented, not to say that they didn't think he could get there. That's our point. We absolutely want this dude to get on the field and to be that good and to be the guy that's the anomaly, the seventh rounder that starts right away and is able to make an impact, but you can't count on that. You can't count on it. And so they didn't make a move to counter Brian Robinson. Like, they're going in understanding that that's likely your dude. And I would have done something differently. You would have done something differently. I think a lot of people would have done something differently. I just don't believe that improving the offensive line is suddenly going to turn Brian Robinson into a 900,000-yard rusher. I just don't think it will.
Now, this is one of those cases. I know I say this a lot. I would love to be wrong.
Absolutely.
I don't mind being wrong when things that I don't think are going to happen that are good.
Mm-hmm.
Like years ago, when I was kind of waving the flag going, hey, you guys, this Chase Young thing, I see some red flags. I don't believe it. I'm not a huge... And him and Montez Sweat were talking about setting the team sack record. I would love to be wrong. If they set the sack record, it means the defense is great. I don't think it's going to happen, though. So I would have loved to have been wrong about that. I've been wrong so many times. It's worked out great.
Yeah.
Where I went, I don't know that you can count on this third round wide receiver named Terry McLaurin, who people are talking about as a special teams guy, who was the fourth option at Ohio State in their passing game. Wrong. God, he's awesome. And I love him. Please sign him immediately. Right? I don't know. I'd love to be wrong about this. All right. Good calls on that. We got 45 minutes out of a Brian Robinson conversation. Appreciate you guys having that with us. I'd like that good high-level foosball discussion on the radio program. Speaking of high-level discussions, the NCAA, college sports, and everything under that umbrella is going to be different from here on out. And I don't really think it's on folks' radar.
No.
The way that maybe it should be. Because it's court cases, it's settlements, it's lawsuits, it's new edicts. And I think it's kind of like a footnote for some sports law nerds. I'm going to give you what's going on. And we'll have a discussion about that, I think. The death of amateurism. That's next on The Fan.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
G&D here on The Fan. No Grant. Yes, Toby. He is in. We're exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morab. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Got some fun stuff playing with those gentlemen this fall. We'll tell you about it at the more appropriate time and juncture. So what's today's date, Tobes?
July 1st.
Today is the last day. Well, let me rephrase. It's the first day. June 30 was the last day we ever had any illusion of amateur athletics in college sports. Today is the day that the amalgam of multiple pending lawsuits that had been settled, ruled upon as fair and fine, basically known as the house settlements, a judge in Northern California finally slammed the gavel, and everybody is basically on board with this. So to recap, as quick as I can, because there's a lot of details that people's eyes just kind of glaze over on. I totally understand all that, by the way. Basically, from here on out, there's no third party. There's no NIL collective slush fund thing. There's no under the table, you know, Reggie Bush's parent got a Range Rover and a do-nothing job. It's a straight salary cap. The Power Five schools and 319 Division I schools opted into this thing, 82%+. The others, Ivy League, a few others that might end up going D2, D3, different rules, subjects, and others that basically said, hey, we can't afford this. I don't have a list of every school just yet, so I don't know where your school ranks to the listening audience out there. But 82% of the schools, 320, give or take, basically said, we are opting into this. This is the way we're going to do it. So based on the amount of revenue that athletic departments are taking in the Power Five schools, this year's salary cap, I put that in quotes, for any athlete you want to pay. If you decide I want to pay a men's lacrosse player $5 million, that's 25% of your salary cap. You can do whatever you want. Most of the schools are going to use it on football and basketball, the revenue sports, obviously. But again, whatever butters your biscuit. $20.5 million is the athletic department salary cap. That doesn't preclude somebody from getting an NIL deal. That's outside of that salary cap. That NIL deal, though, is now going to go through a clearinghouse called the NIL Go, which is going to be run by the consulting firm Deloitte, which bones the Wizards in the draft lottery, I think, every year. But the Deloitte folks, they have a rapid response team. It's not the old NCAA where if you wanted an exemption to something or you wanted to find out, hey, can I move home to be close to my ailing grandmother? I'm not going to wait 2 years and then find out that I'm ineligible after the fact or any of the other bull crap that the old NCAA just couldn't manage because they're overwhelmed. This is supposed to be a day you can find out if it's good, if it's market value or not, based on a bunch of fancy things I don't know. You can appeal that ruling if you don't get a ruling that you like. You can then, if you still get a no, as is, you can then appeal to an arbitration court. That's supposed to, the whole thing will be resolved in a month and a half. The point is, it's meant to be rapid. It's meant to be quick response. Players will be paid directly by the schools and their athletic departments. Contracts will be entered into. There are more legal challenges coming, by the way, very, very quickly, about artificially limiting market value and things. Athletes and colleges will need a CBA. In fact, I've argued they needed a CBA for a long time. It's much harder in a pro sport like football, where there's about 2,000 guys, in baseball, where there's several hundred, basketball, et cetera. Much easier to get people on the quote unquote same page to collectively bargain. Much, much harder at the college level, where you've got athletes in completely different sports, way, way more of them, who don't necessarily want or need the same things. Really hard to get everyone on the same page, and how do you elect representatives each and every year? I think that's way more complicated. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they need to do it. It's a long way of saying the illusion, at least, of amateurism is gone. This is not the ads pay for play. These student athletes, I'm putting that in quotation marks, are now young professional athletes who are quite literally going to be paid to play their sport. That's where we are.
Yeah, and they're now being, like you said, going to be paid by the college, so that's where the illusion is gone. The NIL stuff, at least, was there. You're not getting paid by the university, but there was this weird stuff with the NIL funds and the collectives and all sorts of stuff that I don't think NIL was initially meant to do. But to me, this is all, I mean, it needs to be solved, because the wild, wild west of college sports the last couple of years can't continue. There's got to be a way to fix it. And I don't know that this is necessarily going to fix it right away.
I think this is a major step to help.
But it definitely is. Because the last couple of years, it's just, it doesn't feel the same. And it's not even just, well, the players are getting paid. It's like, you don't know what players wear. Every single year when you start, it's, this dude could have been here. He was at this college 2 years ago. He was at this college last year. It's just all over the place with the transfer portal, with the NIL. You have no idea what's going on anymore. So I think this is going to help out some. I think for the players, I don't know that this is necessarily a great thing. I think it kind of caps a little bit. Like,
interesting.
You're getting paid still by the college. You can still do your NIL stuff. But before, I mean, the amounts of money that you could bring in, maybe the top players more so, right? But I don't know. It's just they had to come up with something. This all stems back to, for me, Danny, how did you not see this coming if you were the NCAA? They spent so much time and resources, they were so incompetent for so long, trying to say, this is never going to happen. We cannot let this happen. They cannot make money. They're student athletes. We're giving them scholarships. All the same stuff that you heard a million times. They spent all their time and resources on that, and as soon as it was allowed, NIL, they had no idea what to do. The floodgates are open wide, and there was just nothing they could do to control it. And then you end up where you have to do these sorts of things. How did the NCAA not have something ready to go, understanding that at some point NIL, all this stuff was going to be a reality?
Yeah, after they got their ass kicked in court a billion and one times, you would think at some point. So the new enforcement arm, so the old NCAA, the way it used to work, for those that don't know, is you had what were called compliance officers or departments at various university. So I went to GW. Excuse me. The George Washington University.
Distinguished.
And there was a very nice lady who worked in the athletic department who was in charge of compliance. So let's say a violation may or may not have been committed, right? So I worked at Abercrombie and Fitch in Georgetown as a part-time job. And the rules back then were it can't be a made-up job. It was real. I had hours and time cards and stuff like that. The amount that you received couldn't exceed a certain percentage of what your scholarship was or otherwise. It was basically, yeah, are you working a real part-time job? I did that in the offseason a couple times. I worked in the fall and winter at Abercrombie & Fitch a couple days a week in Georgetown. And so to go through all that, let's say I had done that and I was getting paid under the table and something illegal was happening.
Yeah.
What's supposed to happen back in the day was she would find out about it. They would then inform the NCAA, issue a punishment, and turn around and go, hey, NCAA, is this okay? We found out about it. We stopped it, and we're punishing ourselves. Good enough? And the NCAA would go, yeah. Or, no, it's way worse than that. You're punished tenfold. So you'd always kind of err on the side of harshness. And that sounds like a decent enough way to report it and do it. Then you realize there are hundreds of schools. This stupid little office of like 11 people in Indiana can't possibly keep track. So you have these dumb, ridiculous things like everyone remembers USC winning a natty. No, you don't. Didn't happen. It's vacated. I'm the most sure.
Yeah.
I'm so sure how vacated it got, right? Ridiculous. Anyway, so the new commission is the College Sports Commission, and you'll be stunned to learn it's going to be run by the Power Leagues.
Shocker.
So we're going to do this dance again.
Yes.
Where teams are going to circumvent and violate, or teams, schools will violate this, circumvent the salary cap, violate rules here and there, bend them, you know, try to convert cap money into NIL money through third parties. It's going to be the same hot mess. So nothing is solved in my mind. It's just a different set of trying to hide and cook the books. This is a long way of getting around to the point here, Tobes. And again, I'm talking too much about this, but I'm trying to get all the nuts and bolts out there for people. The thing that I always gave the NCAA credit for, and the idea was to keep amateurism alive. The money got too big. College football really is the main driver of this, where it's the second most watched sport we've got. These bowl games, the tournament, the BCS, the national championship, all of this stuff was so big and so massive, And the amount of money was so absurd. This was always inevitable. And I always kind of, the one thing I would give the NCAA credit for, as and this is coming from someone who hates them, hated dealing with them. Everything about it was a pain in the butt. They can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. But with this one element of it where you still have kids that are mostly like me, not pros, just a little bit better than the high school guys, but not good enough to be big leaguers or whatever, right? And that's true for soccer and gymnastics and lacrosse and wrestling and tennis and swimming and everything else. For every Jaden Daniels, there's 35 million Danny Rouyes, right? Not special. Pretty good. Not special. I got a great experience out of it. And they were trying to preserve that in some way. Now, it's not to say that that's dead, that you can never go to some, you know, if you go play at, I don't know, whatever school. If you go play at George Mason, right, as a baseball player or as a basketball player, you're still going to have that college experience. Nothing's going to preclude you from that. But there's something that died today in that regard, right, where it's there's no illusion anymore of amateurism. And that bums me out, and I'm not really sure why. Tag Ian.
Yeah, I mean, it's because so much of what we fell in love with college sports for our entire lives is gone. And it's been gone the last couple of years, but this one, it just kind of seals it in that it's no longer, hey, you get the scholarship, you get all this stuff, which we all knew was kind of BS to begin with. But some of this extra stuff now is just straight up legal, right? Like, just giving dudes money out of your own college budget. It's just, it's different. It's something that I don't know that I thought we'd get to this point this quickly, but they needed to have something because you end up with a unfair where Alabama and college football, Auburn, basically all these SEC schools have a different field that they can play in that other people just can't. And they had to come back with some way of evening it out. And I always felt that as soon as all this stuff happened, that at some point it was going to even out and it was going to take quite some time. And I think this is the first step in doing so because, you know, you have to make sure that the Dukes of the world in football, right? Virginia Tech is a team that I work with. They still have to be able to compete with some of these other schools. And frankly, for the last couple of years, they haven't been able to. And I don't know. It is sad, though, just to see what you used to love was seeing a team built and go 2 to 3 to 4 years and keeping all the guys together and seeing them go on a triumphant run together. It seems like the days of that are kind of gone.
Oh, now. It's long dead. I mean, the old rules for transfers were to appease whiny coaches. Where if I wanted to leave schools, first of all, it's none of your business why I want to leave the school. But let's say there was a valid reason. Again, this happened to a teammate of mine where he had a near and dear relative who would basically help raise him. And he's like, hey, I need to be closer to home. She's not doing that great. Last minute, I'm going to transfer from the George Washington University to a school much closer to home. He's a really good college player, really good pitcher. And had to sit out of here. Because for whatever reason, yeah. Even though everyone gave him permission, said, oh, of course, God, that's so much more important than staying up here. You want to be close to your home in Roanoke. Bull crap, as far as I'm concerned. Now, you get Hunter Dickinson, and he didn't do anything wrong, by the way. He's within the rules going, where are you going to go next year? Whoever pays me the most. Very big difference. The pendulum swung way the other way. And again, he's taking advantage. God bless him. Get your money. But I guess the question is this. 800-636-1067. My argument against this happening was in a conference, what is a conference supposed to be? A conference is supposed to be teams that are similar mission, quality, and relative strength competing each on a level playing field each year. Michigan's fine with this. Ohio State's fine with this. Is Northwestern? Can Indiana compete at that same level? Can Purdue? Now, maybe some of them can. Maybe I picked bad examples. But, you know, is Vanderbilt in the SEC supposed to be able to go, okay, well, Alabama's got $20 million and an NIL collective of close to $100 million. We got a couple rich alums down here, but we can't really do that. So now we've got it. Now with the cat's out of the bag. I mean, money's going to win, and it already kind of has been. But the death of amateurism, it's over. There's no illusion anymore. We're not even playing pretend. Then part of me is a little bit romantic about that. 800-636-1067. Any kind of remorse, any kind of hearkening back or desire to kind of go back to the way it used to be a little bit with this? Because there's no putting the toothpaste back in the tube on it.
No, you're not going backwards.
And you can't. I mean, the gavels have slammed. Literally, Supreme Court 9-0 in 2021 mm-hmm. was the end. The abandoned lawsuit for so many years that got settled. It's why we can have college football games again. Athletes are going to get paid. I understand all that. Anybody kind of bummed about it? That's what I've got for you. 800-636-1067.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus, free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grant Nanny here on The Fan. Toby in for GP, who's out sick today. Nats game, if you're just tuning in, has been canceled. Part of a split double dip tomorrow. I believe first pitch 105, Tobes.
105
that's tomorrow. That's our schedule. And then 645 is your second game. So that is the current schedule as things stand tomorrow. Although, you know, there's some DC weather afoot. might see some complications on the morrow, but I digress there. Speaking of baseball in general, it is Bonilla/Scherzer day. And Max Scherzer is owed $15 million by the Washington Nationals. A couple more years of that. We'll talk about that in the 6 o'clock hour, where we're going to have a conversation about the leadoff, getting ready for the Nats game. I want to have a James Wood conversation with you guys. We will do that at 6. And just kind of maybe in general. We'll do a lot of baseball in the 6 o'clock hour. Why it's working. Why things are good, things are happening for America's pastime now. But want to put a bow on this, what I almost call it the NCAA stuff. NCAA is pretty much dead. It doesn't exist anymore as we know it.
They fought so hard for so long on this, and it's now over. And there has to be some structure put in. So at least they're starting this, but it's just, it's so different, and it's never going to go back. Like, I know nostalgia and all that stuff sets in for so many people when they talk about college sports of, oh man, think about this, and you're going back to teams that you watched in the 80s and the 90s and 2000s, 2010s. It's never going back to that. Like, think back to just teams that you would build and you'd see, man, this guy's been at Carolina for 3 years and this group's been together for 3-4 years and they go on a miraculous run in the NCAA tournament, or these football teams that are put together. It's just, it's so different now. It's so, they had to come up with something that they could at least regulate this, because it was so wild, wild westy with just nothing essentially being off limits. Everything was on the table. And so at least they're going to regulate this some. But you're never going back to the college sports that you fell in love with. And that's unfortunate, because so much of what was nice about it was the purity of the game and the different stuff that we'd always talk about. And that's all gone now. But I'm curious to see how this affects some of the pro leagues and stuff. And I think looking at the NIL and stuff, I actually think some of it can help, like the NBA and guys staying in the basketball in college for a little bit longer, maybe developing
maybe
a little bit
to
there.
That actually, yeah.
So I'm curious to see how it affects the professional leagues in terms of their drafts. You've seen it with some college quarterbacks staying extra years and getting better. Jaden Daniels had some of this to an extent as well. So I'm curious how it affects the pro leagues. But yeah, this is a massive day, and it kind of feels like you're saying an end of an era for college sports.
And I'm not telling you that the old era was even good. Right? Like, just, there's still something romantic about it, right? Where the kids that aren't getting paid going up against the guys that have every advantage and the upsets that happen therein. But it was stupid at times, where you're watching something and you go, yeah, I know this is dirty. In 5 years, when the investigation happens and the coach that's there now, that's clearly a scumbag, has already moved on to his next spot and whatever. I'm like, when you're watching Memphis go to the NCAA championship and you know that John Calipari had probably cheated at some point. You're pretty sure that that's what happened. Mm-hmm. And by the, you know, he knows that when they start sniffing around, they're close to finding it out. He's already at another school. The school was left to deal with a punishment. And you find out someone took the SAT for Derrick Rose. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm not telling you that was good, and I want to go back to that. But just in general, I always felt this, and this pissed people off. The idea that athletes never got anything. That always bothered me. And you could argue they deserve to be paid. I think it's a reasonable argument. But the idea that they go, these guys bring in so much money, they get nothing. Well, there's no other thing on this planet, no other vocation, where you get basically a paid apprenticeship with the greatest facilities, the greatest coaching, the greatest tutelage, and every single need taken care of. If you're going to be a chemist, you get to practice some chemistry. But you don't get the same level of, the world's greatest set of beakers and the expertise. I don't know what I'm talking about, because I'm not a scientist. But you know what I'm saying?
No.
You wouldn't get that. If you major in playing the oboe, you can play the oboe. But you don't get the playing for the second best philharmonic league in the world, right, while you're getting to play that oboe, right? The food, dorm, education, which is funny because that's never mentioned in any of these kinds of things. Mm-hmm. How do you tell a kid now, go to class, right? Again, for every first round draft pick, you guys don't care and you shouldn't, because that's what that guy's going to do. But even guys at the Power Five schools, there's a whole mess of them that are not professionals. You could be good college players or even mediocre college players. How do you tell anybody that you need to be accountable. You need to go to class. Good luck. Good luck with that universe at this point. And my college coach is now at Wake Forest. You're knocking on the door of national championships every year with an infinity plus one first-round draft picks. See Chase Burns in the show. See Nick Kurtz out there in Oakland hitting nukes every other day. And more guys on the way. Seaver King for the Nats and company. But he had authority over me, and he should have. Right? The ability to say, you will not play unless you do these things. I can take something away from you. If he was my coach now, who knows what it would be? It's like, I'll just, fine, I'll leave. Now, he wouldn't care that I was leaving because I'm not good enough to play at Wake Forest. But you see the point.
Yeah.
Right? Where there's someone that's got all these advantages. And yeah, it swung towards the players, and it should have to a degree. The players deserved more than they got. I always felt that way. But the idea that it always bothered me to hear these arguments from folks that never thought about any of these permutations, to hear from folks that would just swoop in with their capes on, stand there and go, pay the players. The schools make too much money. And then pound sand. At some of them, they do. At a lot of the schools, they do. They're not at St. Francis. Not at American University. Not at dozens and dozens and dozens of colleges where the athletic department quite simply can't do this. And they're taking a loss and putting games on for fun and for the betterment of the school. So the kids have something to go to on a Thursday night, on a Saturday, right? Where at GW, there's no football team. So the biggest thing on campus was the basketball team. When they were good, everyone was happy. You know, but it's not as if the school's making money hand over fist for our little 4,000-person arena, the Smith Center, there on campus. When they'd go to the tournament, the athletic department was flush and we'd all feel it. The years they didn't, we didn't. Sucks, you know? Like where the second assistant coach has to do the laundry for the soccer team, for the baseball team, for a lot of the programs. And I'm not telling you that's good. I'd like to have it fully funded. I want assistant coaches at mid-major programs to be able to make a living, not earn $1,600 and then earn your keep by doing a bunch of camps and private lessons and doing laundry during the week.
Yeah.
But nobody cares about that part of it. It's high-level athlete that's going to be a first-round pick that's on his way to earning millions should be paid right now when he's on his way to getting paid, when he's got the ultimate audition process. I don't know. Just always rub me the wrong way.
Well, I think it's an interesting perspective because so many people immediately when these things come up think of the top dudes, the Cooper Flags. They think of the Jeremiah Smiths at Ohio State. They think of Jeremiah Love at Notre Dame. And you think of those programs, right? Ohio State, you're thinking of USC. You're thinking of Duke and North Carolina and basketball. And it's really not about them. They can weather any storm. They're going to be just fine. It's the other people. It's the other schools that have to deal with these sorts of things that it affects so much. And that's what makes it so tough. And that's what makes college sports so fun is you don't get in professional sports outside of maybe some European soccer. You don't get Ohio State playing choose your tiny school in Ohio.
Right.
You don't get that.
Muskingum College.
But you do in college sports. And by the way, we see it all the time in the NCAA tournament. A St. Peter's beats Kentucky. You don't even know where St. Peter's is. You didn't know. You forgot where it is, but you remember that game, right?
New Jersey?
I think it is New Jersey.
Nailed it.
But those are the sorts of things that you love about college sports. But those are the ones, Kentucky's just fine. They're going to be okay.
Yep.
No worry about them. How about St. Peter's? How about Murray State? How about schools like that? Are they going to be able to weather the storm on these things? And that's what I think sucks about some of these situations.
I think it's well put. I appreciate you guys listening to us wax poetic about it. Again, I don't have a solution. I'm not smart enough for that. I know that the world is different today than it was yesterday. That's quite literally the case. Why is baseball doing so well? And why is James Woods so good? That's next on The Fan.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.